Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So, continuing reading from the 9th chapter of the Madhya Lila, entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. We're supposed to start with 301. He read that verse last time, actually, and it was appropriate that it would follow us last time, but we'll read it again anyway. Huh? It's appropriate. It kind of like matches along with the last section of verses. But anyway, I'll just... Sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to wear it probably. Okay, text 301. Prabhu kahe purvashrame teha mora brata. Jagannath Mishra Purvashrami Morapita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in my previous ashram, Shankararanya was my brother and Jagannath Mishra was my father. This was the conclusion of the discussion with Sri Rangapuri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rangapuri was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, god brother of Ishvara Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. And they had met in one place, holy place called Pandrapur, where Lord Chaitanya just found out that his brother Shankararanya, who was previously known as Vishvarup, had attained samadhi, left his body. Left his body. He is his spiritual body. Text 302. We can all chant together if you like. Emata dui jani ishtagoshti kari dwarka dekite chalila Sri Rangapuri. After finishing his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rangapuri started for Dwarka Dham. Text 303. Dinachari tata prabhu ke rakila brahmana vimanadi snana kari karina vitala darshan. After Sri Rangapuri departed for Dwarka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained with the Brahmana at Pandrapur for 4 more days. He took his bath in the Bhima River and visited the temple of Vitala. Very wonderful class last week about Vitala and Pandrapur by Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu. Text 304. Tabe Mahaprabhu Ayala Krishna Vinda Tire Nana Tirtha Deki Taha Devata Mandire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next went to the bank of the Krishna Vinda River, where he visited many holy places and the temples of various gods. Purport. This river is a branch of the river Krishna. It is said that Thakur Bival Mangala resided on the banks of this river, which is also called the Vina, the Veni, the Sinha, and the Bhima. We go to 310, we're supposed to read also, I guess. Huh? Okay, text 305. Brahmana Samaja Sabat Vaishnava Charita Vaishnava Sakala Pade Krishna Karnamrita. Translation, the Brahmin community there was composed of pure devotees. They regularly studied a book entitled Krishna Karnamrita, which was composed by Bilva Mangala Thakur. Purport. This book was composed by Bilva Mangala Thakur in 112 verses. There are 2 or 3 other books bearing the same name, and there are also 2 commentaries on Bilva Mangala's book. One commentary was written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and the other by Chaitanya Das Goswami. Text 306, Krishna Karnamrita Shuni Prabhura Ananda Haila Agraha Kariya Punti Lekaila Haila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear the book Krishna Karnamrita, and with great eagerness he had it copied and took it with him. This, their very name, Krishna Karnamrita. Karna means ear and Amrita means nectar. So this book is just like nectar for the ears. Lord Chaitanya was Ananda Haila. He's very pleased to hear this book. And Agraha Kariya Punti Lekaya Laila. Agraha is great eagerness, accepting, he said, great eagerness. This Agraha, we have also some verses there in Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, Agraha. Nia, this word Agraha, and that comes Niyam Agraha, or Niyam Agraha, or Niyam, well, it's all seeds. So Agraha means very carefully, to enthusiastically accept. So Rupa Goswami, in his Upadeshamrita, he says that this is one of the Sadvidim, that the one of the disqualifications, one of the causes for fall down from devotional service is to be too much anxious for following the rules of regulations, or to means to accept them without understanding their real purpose. Or agraha means to not accept them, the rules and regulations. So I just want to speak something, because there's not really too much to speak the rest of the... I'm just going to speak a little bit about that. And Bilva Mangala Thakur, of course, Bilva Mangala Thakur mostly, I think everybody here knows the story of Bilva Mangala Thakur. He was a very rich Brahmin. Srila Prabhupada says that even at the... he became very attached to one prostitute. He was very licentious person, even though he was born in a Brahmin family, very rich. This was, of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate. So he was coming like that in a very pious family, Brahmin family, very rich at the same time. So we can understand from Krishna's words that he had some pious credits to his account. Actually, one place, Srila Prabhupada says that he was actually, in his previous life, he had achieved the platform of Bhava Bhakti. But somehow or other, he says, by some bad association like that, he became attached to this prostitute. And even at the funeral ceremony of his father, he was telling the priest there, hurry up, I have an appointment to go to. I have to go someplace very quickly. So just finish up this funeral ceremony like that. And then, of course, there was big, very big storm was there, and he crossed the river grabbing hold of some dead body, because there was such a big storm, the boatman wasn't even going, taking people across the river. He would go every day practically across the river to see this prostitute. But this day there was no boat, so he somehow or other crossed the river grabbing hold of some dead corpse. He got across the river, but he found that the door to her house was closed, because she figured it was such a horrible storm, heavy storm, that no, he wasn't going to come. But somehow or other he grabbed hold of some snake to climb up to the cross over the wall to get to into her house. And she looked at him. She said, What are you doing here? If you just had so much attachment for Krishna, so great a devotee you would be. And just immediately he just understood that was very important. Actually, this later on in this, he starts off as Krishna Karnamrita, offering obeisances to this prostitute, Chintamani. Her name was Chintamani. Chintamani Jayati. He says, all glories to this prostitute, Chintamani, because she was his, what do you call, Vartma Pradarshika Guru. She showed him the path of spiritual life. And this verse is also quoted, Chintamanir Jayati Samagir Guru Me, Sikshas Gurus Chabhagavan Sikhi Pincha Pumauli, Yat Pada Kalpa Taru Palava Shekareshu, Lila Svayamvara Rasam Labate Jayashi. He's offering obeisances not only to Chintamani, he also offers his obeisances to my guru, Somagiri, and to my Siksha guru, Bhagavan, with a peacock feather in his crown. Just by the beauty of the toes of his 2 feet, which are the buds of the desire tree, the goddess of victory attains joy, and by deep attraction to the toenails of his desire tree feet, Radha attains unrestrained rasa. So this verse is actually quoted in the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the first chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he describes the gurus. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he points out that Bilva Mangala Thakur is giving equal respects to this prostitute who showed him the path of spiritual life, and along with Bhagavan, Siksha Gurusha Bhagavan, who was his instructing spiritual master and his initiating spiritual master. He gives them all equal respects. So this is the transcendental etiquette, that there's no difference between one who instructs one who initiates one, and one who shows one the path of spiritual life. They should all be offered equal respects. There's no transcendental difference. So anyway, this Bilva Mangala, he decided that he would take to spiritual life and give up this licentious life of one who's attached to the prostitute like that. So he immediately started from Vrindavan. And then there's also another incident happened that on the way, because he was so, his character was such like that, that there's a, what is that, nyaya, that there's a kamani, that one who is lusty, he sees everyone, everywhere, some beautiful women like that. And kamani? Kamuka Kamani. Yes. Yes, thank you. So, yes. So anyway, he saw one particular lady that was attracted his attention so much that he just followed her along. And she was from a very respectable family. She went home. She told her husband that this person is following me. So the husband, they were very cultured, actually. Imagine, it's amazing how they acted and being very cultured like that, that this husband asked Bilva Mangala, said, what is it, why you're following my wife? He said, yes, I'm very much attracted to her and I wanted to embrace her. So husband said, yes, that's very okay, that's all right. So he told his wife to dress nicely and prepare herself and to greet this visitor, because he said, you seem to be like a very respectable person. He said, come, I'll offer you a reception like this. So, and this wife followed her husband's instructions like that. She decorated herself very nicely and went in to see this Bilva Mangala, and Bilva Mangala, came to his senses a little bit. He said, please give me the pins from your hair. So she gave him the pins from her hair, and he pierced his eyes like that. And in this way, made himself blind. And this way, his somehow went to Vrindavan, or sometimes it says that this happened in Vrindavan. I don't know. There's different versions. But anyway, he did bhajan on the banks of the Brahmakund in Vrindavan for like 700 years. They said, stated like that. I don't understand the chronology, but anyway, he was at that place, Brahmakund is there in Vrindavan. His samadhi is there just on the other side on the main street, on the other side of Brahmakund. When he was there in Vrindavan, because he had very intense desire to enter into the pastimes of Krishna, and eko bahunam yovidati kama, and Krishna's fulfilling the desires of all living entities according to how they deserve, of course. One has to deserve, one has to be qualified for such desires to be satisfied by Krishna. But Krishna personally came there as a cowherd boy, and he took care of this Bilva Mangala by supplying him milk every day. He came there and offered Bilva Mangala milk. He said, I can bring you milk every day. And Bilva Mangala said, yes, that would be very nice. And this was the inspiration for this Krishna Karanamrita. It's actually, Srila Prabhupada said, this is a very exalted book meant to be studied by advanced devotees. Anyway, we were talking about this agraha, that Lord Chaitanya, when he heard it, he became very eager to have it. He wanted to accept it like that, agraha. This agraha comes from this word, grahana, like that in Hindi, I think it is grahana, no, like that, that one to accept, grahana, like that. So this is also found in different places. We have made some list here. We got it here someplace. You know, some graha. Of course, we mentioned already Upadeshamrita, where it says Niyamagraha. And then there's also Narad Muni. Narad Muni, he gives one. He uses this word. He says, he talks about Rasa Grahojana. Grahob is the one form of this word, that rasa grahojana. He says that navajano jatut katanchan avrajan. He says that someone who is engaged in devotional service, who is a rasa grahojana, who has even once tasted the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet, like that, he never becomes like an ordinary conditioned soul. Even if he falls away from devotional service like that, because he can never forget that taste of devotional service. He'll always come back to that, just like here, this Bilva Mangala Thakur, from his previous lives of activities. He was attaining that stage of Bhava Bhakti, and even though he became diverted by this attachment to the prostitute, he again came to this devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Krishna describes devotional service as avyayam, shushukam kartum avyayam. Avyayam means it can't be, it's never inexhaustible, it's never destroyed. Avyayam. So, devotional service is never lost. Nehabhi vikrama nashosti na pratyavaya na vijate. So, anyway, this is Rasa Grahojana. And then in another place, Prahlad Maharaj says that Asadgraha. He said, Tat sadu manye suravarya dehinam sadasamud vignam diyam asadgraha. He says, he uses this word, graha is asadgraha, one who has accepted the temporary asad. Asadgraha. He's sadasamud vigna. He is always disturbed. This is the characteristic of the materialistic person. He says, my dear great asura, father, doesn't say father, but he says, my great asura, that this is the condition of material life. So therefore, hitvatmatapatam grihamandukupam vanam gato. You should give up this nonsense activities and go to the forest. And just like just the opposite of asadgraha is the asadtyaga. One is to accept the asadgraha, and the other is asadtyaga, as found in the definition of a Vaishnava by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Asat-sangat-tyaga, asat-tyaga. That is the characteristic, the qualification of a Vaishnava. Oh, one other one is there. Sanketyam parihasyam va. Stolam helanam eva va. What is that? Vaikuntha-nama-grahana. Vaikuntha-nama-grahana. One who accepts grahana, Vaikuntha Nama, the transcendental name, holy name of the Lord. And what is his result? As it says, Asesha Ga Haram Vidu, that he gets free from unlimited sinful activities. So this is just some considerations on this word Agraha. We'll go on, and text number 307. Ready? Karnamrita samavastu nahi tribhuvane jaha haite haya krishna shuddha prema jnani. There is no comparison to Krishna Karnamrita within the three worlds. By studying this book, one is elevated to the knowledge of pure devotional service to Krishna. Sundarja madurja krishna lilara abhari se jane jay karnamrita pari nirabhari. One who constantly reads the Krishna Karnamrita can fully understand the beauty and melodious taste of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Brahma Samhita Karnamrita Dui Punti Paya Maharatna Praya Pai Aila Sangevaya. The Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita were two books that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered to be most valuable jewels. Therefore, he took them with him on his return trip. I was just considering that, how these, first of all, these books, as described here, Punti Lekaya Laya, that he got the book copied, all the books that were handwritten at that time, on palm leaves or something like, I don't know if there was any other material, but on palm leaves. We've seen some palm leaves in India like that, some places in Jagannath Puri, they have old books that are written on palm leaves. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling around South India, all over, and he was carrying these books with him. How we can understand that they didn't have any plastic bags or anything like that to keep them very nicely maintained. Of course, they used leaves, particular kind of leaves. So many different kinds of leaves are on different trees. Cloth bag? Monsoon comes? What's your cloth bags going to do? That's what I'm considering. That's the why I'm thinking in leaves. They must have used leaves. They have so many different... What's the verse? Chirani kim napati santi disanti bhikshan naivangripa, 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 what is it? That the trees, they provide so many necessities of life, even leaves to eat off of, to write on them, huh? Yes, Krishna praised the trees, the Balaram. So anyway, because monsoon comes, they're very heavy rains, how they're going to keep these books dry. They're handwritten books on palm leaves. They have to keep... But anyway, everything is possible. Guda Kapata Manasha, that Krishna is... Although he's acting like an ordinary person, he's not the ordinary person. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even his devotee, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sometimes when he was writing in the... outside someplace, he was writing... And people noticed that it's raining all around him, but where he is, not even a drop of water fell. That's good. What they used. Yes, this is probably another use of the plants. No, they get some kind of dye, berry juice or something like that. Yes. Huh?
We have to write. Yeah. I don't know the rest of the India, but in Bengal, I mean Tripura, we used to write on a leaf with the milk, raw milk, and a sharp I don't know in English what you call kind of a stick, and then it engraved, and the milk fills it up, raw milk. So there's a combination
ingrained,
with that leaf.
Etched into the leaf? You actually etched into the leaf like that?
Yeah. And then the mark stays for years.
I get that.
We used to... So there's something with that straw and the leaf. I remember we used to see for years.
So anyway, somehow or other, they used a very good system because these leaf manuscripts, they're still there. They have, I think on the internet, we saw some picture of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita that was handwritten on the palm leaves. And I mean, hundreds of years, Rupa Goswami's, they at Vrindavan Research Institute, they had some sample of Rupa Goswami's handwriting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described just like, appeared just like pearls. Sorry? Oh, yes. He got some paper one time. Only the king had the paper, yes. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one particular associate. His name was Vijay. He was he had a nickname called Ratna Bahu, his jeweled hand, because he wrote very nicely. He would copy these books. So by hand they copied these books. Krishna Karanamrita is not that big because like Srimad Bhagavatam or something. This is only 112 verses, Srimad Bhagavatam 18,000. So to copy such book take months like that, years. All right. We got a couple more verses. Where we are? Oh, text 310. Maybe we can do this one together responsively? To responsively? Do you want to lead? Go ahead. Tapi snana kari aila mahishmati pure. Tapi snana kari aila mahishmati pure. Nana tirta deki taha narmadara tire. Nana tirta deki taha narmadara tire. Tapisnana kariyaila mahishmati pure. Nana tirta deki taha narmadara tire. Tapi snana kariyala mahishmati pure. Nana tirtha deki taha namadara tire. Tapi snana kariyala mahishmati pure. Nana tirtha deki taha namadara tire. Chant? You're going to chant? Tapis nana kariyala mahishmati pure. Nana tirtha dekitaha namadara tire. Yes? Taji? Mataji? Yes? Tapi snana kari gaiva mahishmati pure. Nana tirtha deki taha narmadara tire. Nana Tapishna nakariyaiva mahishmati pure. Nana chita devita namadara pure. Thank you. Tapi. In the Tapi River. Snanakari. Taking a bath. Ayala arrived. Mahishmatipure. At Mahishmatipur. Nanatirtha. Many holy places. Keki. Seeing. Taha. There. Narmadara Tire. On the bank of the river Narmada. Translation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at the banks of the river Tapi. After bathing here, he went to Mahishmatipura. While there, he saw many holy places on the banks of the river Narmada. Purport. The river Tapi is also known as Tapti. The river's source is a mountain called Multai, and the river flows westward through the state of Saurashtra and into the Arabian Sea. Mahishmatipur, Maheshwar, is mentioned in the Mahabharata in connection with Sahadev's victory. Sahadev, the youngest brother of the Pandavas, conquered that part of the country. As stated in the Mahabharata, Tato Ratnanyapadaya Purim Mahishmatim Tayo Tatra Nilena Ragnya Sa Chakri Yudam Mahashva. After acquiring jewels, Sahadev went to the city of Mahishmati, where he fought with a king called Nila. Hare Krishna. So I was curious, this Mahishmati, I thought I've heard of some other place. I looked it up. Anybody remember Mahishmatipur? This, huh? 10th canto, what took place there? Balaram visited Mahishmatipur. But actually in the 9th canto it's described that this was the capital of Kartavirya Arjuna. That this is yes. Huh? MP. Yeah. So Parashuram came and killed him there. And he killed us. Sons also, Mahishmatipura. Nityananda Prabhu also visited Mahishmati. So, and now we're Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting there. This other place, this Krishna Vena River, this is in Maharashtra. I don't know Mahishmati. Saurashtra, that's Gujarat, no? Part of Gujarat. Somebody knows, yes. Part of Gujarat, isn't it? Saurashtra? Part of Gujarat. Which part, you know? North part? So Narmada River, I think we must have been to. Anyway, this... because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Bilva Mangala lived, this Krishna River and the Krishna Vainvi River, this is in Maharashtra. Solapur district is there, where the two rivers conjoin. I know we used to sometimes, there's a very famous sugarcane industry there. It's very famous, I think. Something else is there. Maybe some cloth, but very, Solapur is a good place where they had, from Bombay they went and sent out the parties disturbing the Marathi Gita's very good Solapur, Kolhapur is very good places for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books there. Very transcendental. So, of course, Nanatirtha Deki. So many holy places are there. We're hearing also that Sahadev went there to Mahishmati. And I don't know what else to say. Anyone has any comments? Yes? I just read the purport. You want me to read it again? The river Tapi is also known as Tapti. Huh? It's what? Oh, it's hot. It's interesting, yes. Dati. There's a mountain called Multai. I don't know that mountain. Anyway, I think Narmada River is at, Ujjain. Where they're having, right now they're having Kumbh Mela, no? At Ujjain. That's not Narmada. That's, what is, then the other one is at Nasik. No, Nasik. Yeah, Nasik is Narmada, isn't it? Maybe, I'm not sure. So anyway, they have different... Kumbh Mela is one's going on now in Ujjain. They had a big storm, I guess. I saw some pictures. Dina Bandhu posted some pictures of that big storm. Their front gate was practically blown over, but Srila Prabhupada held it up. That picture was there. Dina Bandhu Prabhu's transcendental realization. All right, any other comments? Yes, Prabhu.
So this Krishna Karnamrita, should we read Krishna Karnamrita?
Should we read Krishna Karnamrita? You may read Krishna Karnamrita. It's very advanced literature. There was one very particular important verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted so many times. This verse, of course, in the Krishna Karnamrita is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially particularly in the second chapter of the Madhya Lila, where it describes Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic emotions. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when he got back to Jagannath Puri from his travels to South India, he gave these books to Ramananda Roy and told that all these devotional conclusions that you spoke of, these exalted transcendental conclusions, they're confirmed in these two books, Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita. So Srila Prabhupada quoted particularly one verse very often, actually one line of one verse, Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Sevate Snag. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhajan Rahasya, he says that confirms that the youthful form of Krishna easily manifests as one's attachment for the holy name develops. Divya Kishora Murti, yes. So the qualification is that stiratara, bhakti stvayi stiratara. One has to be very fixed in his devotion, very fixed in his devotion. And then all these things can happen. That what is we didn't give the translation. Mukti mukali tanjali sevate sman, that liberation is just like a servant to the pure devotee. With folded hands, Mukuli Tanjali, that waiting for giving some service to the devotees. And Dharmartha, Kama, Gateya, Samaya, Pratiksha, they're standing there waiting also. Just give some glance. Any benediction is possible for the devotees, but the devotees, they have no other devotion, desire. What is that? Nadanam, Najanam, Sundarim. Bhavatad Bhaktir Sahaitikitai. That is the devotees. No, I didn't count. So many. That is some homework for you.
I think you're right. The Narmada does flow. It flows in that state and goes close to Ujjain. I think you're right.
Which one?
I just remember. The Narmada. In Madhya Pradesh. Ujjain is in central India.
What is Ujjain? Oh, yeah, Narmada.
So Narmada does flow there.
Nasik.
Not Nasik. Nasik is south. Ujjain is in central India. Nasik is to the south of Ujjain.
What goes through,
maybe it goes
what
to
goes
Nasik,
through Nasik? What goes through Nasik then?
Oh, I don't know. My geography is
Godavari.
I've gone there many times, but I don't know.
Godavari?
Yeah, probably.
Some more homework. Madan Mohan Prabhu.
You had mentioned that Bill Mangal Thakur in his previous life, he was attained in the stage of bhava. So as far as I know, we just had the two stories. Judd Bharat, who was a little inattentive with the deer. Is there mention of what his inattention was or the circumstances? How, it's a very exalted position to be at bhava, to get into a situation that followed seems to be rather extraordinary. That, I mean, anartha nivritti stage is long before that. So I was just wondering if, you know, in the fifth canto, sometimes it mentions that for two different reasons these things happen. Sometimes it's the Lord's arrangement, sometimes it's an offense. Jinkriya brought that, but is there any information on that?
Sometimes the Lord teaches the devotees by that example is there, that purport Srila Prabhupada says that the mother and mother teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching her daughter. So Krishna teaches the general mass of people by using his devotee as an example like that.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this question raised by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur when he was giving the commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that goal of life is Krishna Prem. But Rupa Goswami Pad says, right now, goal of life to revive our bhav. So, does it conflict? He quoted like this. He raised that question actually. That our goal is Krishna Prem, but why bhav is given the goal right now? And he quoted that Rupa Goswami Pad's verse, Kriti Saddha Bhavet Saddha Bhava Sa Sadhana Vida Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakritam Riddhi Saddhata. So Srila Prabhupada translated that all our devotional process is to revive that pure love which all along in the heart of every living entity. So whatever we are doing, we want to revive that dormant love. But that love is not prem, it's bhav. So then Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commentary, he says that Krishna Prem is ultimate goal where from the jiva does not return. But from bhava, still some trace can be there. And that's why it is in the intermediate, in between the sadhak and sadhan and sadhya. So that's why he quoted this, that there is a little loophole is there. But it is not for an ordinary living entity to think like this. And I found the Prabhupada quote this, text number 18, fifth canto, where Jarabharat fell down. Prabhupada put in the purport that this is not an ordinary fell down of a karmi or religious person like this. This is by the arrangement of Krishna, that his intensity to devotional service was increased in the dear body. So it is not really like fell down like ordinary fell down.
Devotional service is eternally perfect.
No, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema is Nitya Siddha. That is true.
He says devotional service is always eternal.
Yes.
It always eternally perfect, he says. Eternally
but
perfect.
But there is a three stages.
Yes.
Sadhana.
I have some things there. Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Bilva Mangala Thakur ki jai.
Thank you.